Hello and welcome to the Cathavist Podcast. I'm Leo Brown, where we take a look at those individuals who are out there doing stuff that is certainly activistic, certainly Catholic in the sense of universality. It doesn't have to be quote unquote all about the doctrine and dogmas of Catholicism, but Catholicism, the word Catholic simply means universal. So is it universally good? Is it universally positive? Is it universally true because of that? Then great, right? That's what we do. But my guest today has been doing the true work of Catholic social justice for so many years and now has a new facility and new opportunities because of the things that she's been working on for close to two decades. And I'm happy and welcome. I'm honored. Yes. Forgive me. Welcome. Jenny Ramsey. Jenny, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's been a long time. And I know you're always busy with a zillion projects, especially as we get close to Christmas. So what do you want to start with?
Well, I would say the most important thing that's happened this past 7 months, is we're in a new home.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Catholic Action Center at 1055 Industry Road. And we don't have God's Net anymore. That was the location on 7th that is now closed.
Oh, okay. So
everything combined into 1055 Industry Road.
Okay.
Our community inn is there. The services of God's Net are there. So we are just one facility. And it's been an amazing journey these past 7 months as it's developed into quite a community.
No.
That was our goal, and we're seeing it happen. We have 132 beds.
Oh, wow.
Where people are can call home. The guests sign up for a community service team every week, and they do 4 hours of community service, bed, and a lock for their locker for the whole week.
Wow.
And it's really developed into a sense of we're all in this together.
Wow.
Now, it's about what we can do for them. It's about what we all can do together.
Wow. Well, Jenny, I mean, how long have we talked about things of this nature over the years, talking about, you know, how beautiful it would be to get all of this together like you've got. Talking about this community service, this outreach portion that's a part of this now. So it kind of really sounds like the picture has developed pretty fully here.
It has. And after 18 years, you know, it's hard to believe it, isn't it?
An overnight sensation you are.
But what is beautiful is the response of our folks to having a place of beauty and what it and safety and what it does for them. As far as dignity,
no,
it's a special place. It's not just a shelter. We do not call ourselves a shelter. Mm. We're the Catholic Action Center community.
Wow.
They have their own park. We have 132 beds. We have a gathering room where people share meals. We have a library area and computer area. We have laundry room. We have a bab room. We call it. It's the Bible study, AA, and bingo.
Okay.
And then we have our commercial kitchen, and we built, retrofitted the building to be able to have the services folks need. I mean, as in any home, you need to have a shower. Well, we have beautiful tiled showers, handicap accessible.
Wow.
And we have a lot of good security. We have a security room where they can leave their things, and also where we have 33 cameras that record everything.
Oh, wow.
So people can feel safe and feel that sense of dignity, but also connection. That's the most important piece.
Hmm.
And you can't do that in multiple locations like we have been. You just cannot create that sense of community, of belonging. They can feel like they belong. They did feel like they belonged. Have one group of folks who were the nighttime and one that were daytime. And now it's all together, one family. And I always tell them, look, you've got 131 brothers and sisters, and you all have to get along. Mm. Every Sunday we have a community meeting, And at that, then at that time is when people sign up for their chores for the week to be on the community service team. And those beds right now are real valuable because the temperature is dropping rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
But so, it's not just about having a bed. It's about having a place to belong.
No.
And the chores that they do, we have 9 different areas and different shifts where everyone signs up for 2 shifts, and each shift is 2 hours long. So it's a total of 4 hours during the week. And these are between 8 in the morning, and so they got the choice for their schedule. But the way that, and the way it has developed as a community, is the thing that I see is most important about our location. It's beautiful. We have more space. There's good safety features. But the most important thing is that it has become a place they truly are proud of being part of.
Well, Jenny, we have discussed this before in other conversations, but that element of human dignity, which is so vitally important to each of us, oftentimes with a handout or just kind of whatever we can do with limited resources, is not really addressing the dignity issues like it sounds like you're able to do now. So my question is, right, you know, when dignity is elevated, self-worth is improved and all of the things that come with that, have you started seeing the other positive elements of the fact that you're able to be much more dignified in what you're offering?
Absolutely. I mean, we've gotten 77 people in permanent housing.
Wow.
Nobody, you know, they don't fit into programs to get them.
Sure.
Some of them hesitate before they leave, but they know they can come back. Mm. And they're happy to have their own place.
Wow.
We have one thing that happened, which is definitely a Holy Spirit move. In April, Mountain Comprehensive Care got hold of me to see if they could offer services at the center. And, you know, of course, we were excited to have mental health and drug and alcohol programs offered at the center. But even more so, we were able to offer them space to open a, and, you know, a full service Mountain Comprehensive Care office, because we had not part of the, well, the center part is the one floor. But we have 2 floors in our building, and the police in this one area, and they were leaving. So we were excited to have full-service Mountain Comprehensive Care has been added in our building.
And what exactly
and
do they do?
Tremendous.
Mountain?
They are part of the community-based mental health care services that were established 50 years ago.
Okay.
And they have been in Eastern Kentucky. They were considered Mountain Comprehensive Care, Mountain East Comprehensive Care. 3 years ago, the boundaries for where they could offer services went away. And when that happened, they started expanding into Western Kentucky, and then they wanted to come to Lexington. And so when they heard about our center, they felt that this would be a perfect marriage, because their core value is to serve the least among us,
mm-hmm.
the people who usually are underserved.
Right, sure.
50-year track record of doing that.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely fabulous. They have case management. They have drug and alcohol programs. They have mental health care. They are a full service provider. And that's something our people never have good access to. So with them, we see them as partners, not just as, we're not just their landlord, we're also their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they embraced our people. They are there for them, and it's just been a wonderful evolution to be able to give people care they need, as well as the human dignity of sleep and eat and to be a community.
No.
It's, you know, it's just amazing. And we have a clinic there, and we're going to have an expanded clinic within the next 6 months to offer full health care on a, not just a part-time basis, but full-time.
Wow.
So people will be able to have the services they need to overcome the barriers that created their homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them is disconnection. The number one thing is disconnection.
Wow.
People will ask me, well, what causes it? And I'll say they get disconnected.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be because of drugs or alcohol, mental illness, all the different factors that play a part in them becoming disconnected and not having a sense of belonging and not having a sense of purpose. To the Catholic Action Center, they become part of something that's bigger than them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a choir, by the way.
Oh, wow.
We have bingo every Tuesday night.
Right.
We have lots of fun things, by the way. You know, what? We're just a big family.
Well, it's time for me to bring the guitar back out there. We've talked about that a lot over the years as well, so I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, we're going to have a concert there on the 17th, and we're having our annual Christmas party that a group comes in and does we're for us, and our people will decorate the center that day. We're celebrating Advent at our, some had never heard of it, but we have, you know, talk about, we always talk about things like you have to have patience. And when you're in the situation, most life situation, most of them are in, they have to be patient for things to turn around, because it didn't happen overnight. It's not going to change overnight.
Right.
But so the patience and hope of Advent really fits in with the whole spirit of the center.
Mm-hmm. And this so is your first Advent and Christmas at the new facility? Is that what I understand? The first time there?
Oh, this will, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See, we moved in April 28th.
Okay.
So where we are now is, you know, we're experiencing the firsts.
Yeah.
And we're setting our new traditions. And it's really an interesting development. Like, we have a little committee of the folks who are planning some of the Christmas surprises for the rest of them. And they love that. I mean, it's being part of something. And that doesn't solve everyone's problems automatically.
Right.
But it gives them, as we said, that sense of dignity and sense of, you know, sense of having friendship and other folks to share life with.
Yeah. Wow.
But our choir we're pleased with, and they're going to actually perform. There's going to Mary Queen, the Holy Rosary was having that concert on December 23rd, and it was going to be for the Catholic Action Center proceeds for a Christmas concert. And we said, fine, but what if our choir joins you as part of the concert? So they will have their, well, not their first public. They've been public several times.
Okay.
They've done about four different events. But they're excited and they're practicing. And, you know, that's, this isn't about what faith anyone is, but it's about being able to enter into music. As you know, it does so much for the heart and soul.
Oh, yeah.
And this time of year is very difficult on our folks. But that's why some of this is helping to take that strain out of the Christmas season, really.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so, and then, of course, we're getting ready for our big Christmas story.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas,
it's
that's happening.
It's almost time.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm thinking, oh, wow.
So where is that? Is that still over at Southland on Richmond Road?
It's going to be at Southland Christian Church on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of December.
Okay.
Our setup starts on the 15th of December.
Okay.
And it will. We're doing 10 to 4 on that Friday, Saturday, and Monday for setup, and then 1 to 4 on Sunday. We need to have 1,000 people there helping us.
Wow.
Literally. We already have all volunteers to the center, for the store. It's full. In fact, it was online for 2 weeks, and it's been full for 10 days.
Oh, my. But you still need help setting up.
You know, 1,200 volunteers signed up.
But you still need the setup help, or you do or don't?
We need the setup help. Okay, we don't sign up for the setup help. We just beg people to come.
Oh, you just show up.
2 hours.
Okay.
Whenever.
Gotcha. All right.
We need to push the setup, and we need people to be cleaning out their closets.
Yeah.
Donating pre-loved, gently used toys and gifts so that we can. Last year, we served over 18,300 children.
That's amazing.
And it's been that number held pretty steady for the past couple of years that we've been at Southland because it's kind of maxed out,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right. Now you can only do so much there, yeah.
We're gearing up for that. And then, on top of that, the weather's turned cold.
Yeah, sure.
So that creates another challenge. And as we are in our new facility, with our 132 beds that are full, what we're doing is we're opening up our community room, our gathering space, for folks who don't have any place to go. You know, it's kind of like the old days at the center. That's all we offered.
Yeah.
Down at 5th and Chestnut, they had a chair to sit in all night just to stay warm. But now we're the Catholic Action Center community is extending that to their brothers and sisters who are still out of the street.
Wow. So is that limited? So is that limited just to the cold that you'll do that? Is that kind of how you're operating that?
Yeah. Yes. 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 We have 132 beds normally. They're all reserved with our community service team members. Therefore, so they can come in and be able to have shelter from the cold. So we're there 24/7.
Yeah.
We have the new commercial kitchen. We have, you know, everything that we need as far as being able to have a very big family. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
A very big family.
Wow. Well, that's,
it's exciting.
Yeah. And really a testament, I think, to the dedication, the devotion, the patience, the persistence, the stick-to-itiveness, you name it, the challenges that you've faced over the years. My goodness, Jenny, so many, just one thing after the other. But wow, you know, not giving up, not letting discouragement take root. All of these things that I've seen in you through the thick and thin of all of this has just been amazing. And to see where this has come from the very humble beginnings, that you started with this vision of just wanting to serve, and watching what this has done over the years is just, it's amazing. It really is. It's unbelievable
to
see.
And it's a testament to our community, because the truth of the matter is we are just there to give the community an opportunity to serve and to care for the brothers and sisters who don't have what they have.
Yeah.
We've got an extremely compassionate community. We put out a call for blankets for our compassionate caravan, and we get inundated.
Yeah.
You know, and that's wonderful because it's needed. And we've got people who give up their time and go out on those compassionate caravan runs.
Mm.
They get their routes, and they go out, and they check on people in different camps. They're being sure that they've got the blankets and the coats and the hats and the gloves that they need. Or they offer them to come on in. Now, sometimes, you know, people have their barriers to coming in, and we respect that. But at the same time, we want to be sure that they don't put their life in danger doing that.
No. Wow.
But it's been, I mean, you think about it, we've got over 12,000 volunteers a year Action Center run. A miracle on its own. And that's not including people who pray for the center, who donate to the center, who aren't able to do physical things or don't give time, their other energies. So only 12,000 that we can count are those that physically show up.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, it was a need, not just for the people who are experiencing homelessness. It's a need for the community to be able to give.
Yeah.
And I think that there's nothing more important for the human spirit than to know that you can give and make a difference. And so that's why our folks who are at the center, they give too. They give in many different ways. And, you know, particularly with their chores that they do, it's checked off. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm supposed to do it and I forgot it today. It's not like kids can get by with. They don't do their chores, they lose their bed. So it's a privilege able to rise up to that level of being community by putting their own energies into it working.
Well, Jenny, I think we always like to ask, you know, what is it that you need most right now? And what is it that we could help you with at this very moment?
Well, at this point, I would always say, don't forget us when you've got holiday parties, any kind of leftovers. Mm-hmm. You know, we're now at 5.75 million meals that have been served over the years.
Wow.
All donated food.
Yeah.
But it just has to continue in order, you know, for us to be really have fabulous meals. And we have a lot of fine cooks who are part of our community and part of the bigger community that help. But, you know, somebody's got excess from a feast that you've had, bring it on down. As Dorothy Day said, you start the day with one potato. And by the end of the day, you're going to have a full stew for dinner. Mm. And that is what we've been doing for years and years. And I can tell you it works.
Yeah.
But our numbers are phenomenal as far as how many meals have been served in our new location and how many people have, how many nights of shelter. But also how many hours of community service our folks have been. Because that also is important. So we're... we do need more towels.
Okay.
You know, you may have towels that you think are still good, but you're getting new ones at Christmas. That would be nice. We'll take your used ones.
Yeah, sure.
Twin sheets. The other thing we're asking for right now, which is going to sound strange till I explain it, we want any used iPhones, iPads, and iPods.
Okay.
They have to be able to play, they have to be able to play it like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a movie. I put it on the Facebook the way they told me. But this is a new program that's being developed for our guests at the Catholic Action Center. It's a addiction and wellness program that is being developed by a psychologist who's worked with the marginalized for 40 years, and he's been utilizing this, but he's making, we're launching it at the Catholic Action Center in the new year, but it takes us having this equipment, which of course we're not going to go out and buy, we're just going to beg.
Right.
And it can, you know, use when, if you're upgraded, give us your old phone.
Wow.
Old iPad.
Yeah.
That is the thing that is needed, because this is an interactive program that, you know, will help people. So that's another little thing. But always check our Facebook. We put things out when we need it. It's Catholic Action Center. Just go to Catholic Action Center and follow us, and we'll keep everybody posted about the Christmas store. We'll keep them posted about community, what's going on, invitations for people to come join with us. We had a beautiful, wonderful new Thanksgiving at the new center. We had our 22nd annual Faith and Community Thanksgiving Day meal there, and we put a tent out front. Lundy's donated a tent, and we were able to serve 482 people Thanksgiving, and our people were the hosts and hostesses.
Oh, wow.
So So they were very excited about that. And so we had a feast at Thanksgiving that we decided it worked so beautifully. In fact, our folks the next day and the day after were all still buzzing about it. Mm. They were just, you know, it was something that they felt so proud to be able to show off their home and be part of and serving and cleaning up for a Thanksgiving Day meal for others.
Wow.
So Facebook's always good. Email is caclex2000@gmail.com. Any questions, people can always get hold of us. Our website is new, actioncenter.net, one word, Catholic Action Center. And it has a menu to see all the different things that are going on. One of the things we've been very proud of is that we went solar this summer. We had the opportunity, worked with some folks, and we were able to invest in having solar to make our footprint as small as it can be. And it's been amazing. The end of July when it went live, over 15 million watts of power for our building. So reducing the use of the energy. And also being very conscious of what we do as far as caring for God's creation.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that's one of our social teachings.
Yes, it is.
So our people have really entered into it. We have a green team. We have a park that we do composting. They don't do right in the park. But they have their own park.
Wow.
So we have plants and herbs and, you know, it's been a busy 7 months, but when everybody comes together and makes it happen, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, it's always great to catch up. Great to talk. Great to hear the improvements and the successes and everything that you've got going on. We'll stay in touch here and have you back again soon when we can talk more about the next initiative and the next thing that you'll be pushing and promoting and connecting everyone to. But in the meantime, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. And we'll talk again soon. Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. And you just know that you're welcome anytime to show up at the Catholic Action Center with that guitar.
Yeah. Here. Well, we will plan it. I promise you we'll plan it.
And bring your little fella with you, which he's probably not as little as I'm thinking.
You would be surprised when you see him, I'm sure. Yeah, but I just came across photo. You know, Facebook likes to bring back the time hop, right? And it was me, uh-huh. Father Norman, and now who 10-year-old Zach was probably 2 at the time. So he was.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's 10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing.
Yeah.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yeah.
So you're always welcome.
Well, we'll get down there soon.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you, and may you have the most blessed and joyful half.
Thank you so much. Talk soon, Jenny. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Leo. Bye-bye.
Bye. And reminder, if you appreciate what we do here at Breadbox Media and this podcast of Cathavist, we encourage you to support us. As a premium member, you can do that. Go to the link on the website or in this show note area. You can simply support us at $9.99 a month and get all kinds of good stuff because of that. Or if you are a business and you want to support us as a sponsor, you can do that as well. So lots of opportunities to be a part of what we're doing here at Breadbox Media. Thank you for listening, and keep subscribing. We appreciate it.